You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Jen in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, my commode is about 5 years old, and it got clogged. I tried vinegar and baking soda, liquid plumber, plunging it out, anything else I could think of, because I really did not want to snake it with the rusty snake that I had, because I knew what I was going to do. Well, after 3 days, I finally snaked it and got the clog out, but now I've got all these scrapes with rust in the bottom of the toilet bowl that cannot be removed.
Okay, and you're sure they're actual scrapes or scratches and not just a rust marking?
I think so. I've tried to scrub it with a toilet brush and toilet bowl cleaner. And as today, when I heard your show, and you were talking about don't use anything abrasive to remove the surface off of the inside of the commode, and you suggested to him polishing compound and something else, but be very diligent. And then right then I thought, I messed up because I have totally interrupted the surface.
Let's see if we can pull you back from the brink here. So you are correct. It's not polishing compound, it's rubbing compound. It's used mostly for auto body work, but it's mildly abrasive, and it can remove those stains. There are also some cleansing products that work well, right, Leslie?
Yeah, Barkeeper's Friend, which is sort of like a mild abrasive, that tends to work very well on a porcelain surface that does have smaller scratches in it. I mean, I don't know how bad your scratches are, but it's worth a try. You may want to drain the toilet out first just to give you some more ease in actually getting to the scratched area, but not 100% necessary, although it does help if you sort of rub it in and then let it sit on.
Yeah, I would turn the water off to the toilet bowl and flush it and so that the bowl is fairly dry or fairly empty. This way you can kind of let that sit on there for a while and really go to work. And then you could rinse it off. So give that a shot and let us know how you do. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.